Hello there, and good morning. Well, at least for me it's a morning. Yeah, I finally have some time to record this AMA. A lot of things stopped me from doing this, but now I have some time, and I really want to do this, even though I'm really late. So, first off, thank you for 1,000 followers on Reddit. And for all the lovely comment and feedback and messages I get. So yeah, nice to meet you. I'm Peaches. You finally hear me babbling and not moaning into a microphone. So that's fun for you at least. I'm a little nervous. Yeah, excuse my bad English sometimes. It can get quite bad, especially when I'm a little nervous and my accent and my lisp and all of that, which I'll probably won't edit out, or I'll maybe edit a little bit, but I want to keep this kind of real. Yeah. All right, so you guys had some questions for me, and I'll answer them. I hope I don't, take too long or start rambling. That might happen, so be prepared. But it's not too many questions. So yeah, I'll try to keep this kind of short. We'll see. Probably laugh about myself when I finish this recording. Alright, let's do this. And a small heads up. You might hear my mouse, or my keyboard, or my chair. I'm just sitting here really relaxed, not thinking about the recording, well, I hope. Okay, first question. What are some of your hobbies? Oh, damn, hobbies as an adult. well, I don't have any, I don't know, I do have hobbies. What do I do in my free time? Well, I recently started to record audios. That's kind of my hobby now. Recording, editing. That's a lot of fun. That's why I started it, and I plan on doing it in the future. What else? I love drawing and painting. I don't do it as often as I would like to. And I usually paint and draw with on paper or a canvas. And I recently got into digital art, so that's why I'm learning right now, or I'm trying to teach myself a little. It's a lot of fun, but it's really hard, so I appreciate everyone who's good at that. Yeah, what else? I don't know, just not hobbies. I always like to spend my time with a lot of friends and people that I like. I can be quite outgoing, maybe not right now because of COVID, but I spend a lot of time with friends. Sometimes with family as well. I love to read and write scripts or other stuff and read books. Nothing intellectual. I read for fun. Don't ask me that. I'm not really into, serious stuff when I read. Movies, series, gaming, all that. But that's just a lot. So, yeah. That, nothing really too specific. So yeah, if you're into gaming, what is your favorite game? All right, okay, we can continue there. That fits. I am into gaming. I don't know, some people might consider me as a gamer. I don't know if I can call myself that. I do play video games on my computer. I don't play on console because I never had a console as a kid, so I'm horrible with a controller. If you give me one, I will start to cry. I started pretty late. I never really played video games as a kid. So I started in high school, so I'm not really good. I'm quite bad, but I still enjoy playing. I mostly play single player role play games. Because when I started, I didn't have friends who played video games. But that changed. I have friends now. Yay. Since then, I like to play multiplayer games a lot. Small, fun ones. Yeah, what, like, my friends, they got me into CSGO, which I'm really bad at, and that's the only shooter I played. I tried Valorant. I'm not good, but it's still fun, and I usually only play with my friends, not alone. And favorites, my favorite game. Like, I don't really do favorites, if that makes sense. I, like, in every category, I have lots of things I like, and I can never pick the one good or one favorite game, movie, or whatever. So, yeah, but one game that really left a great impression was The Witcher 3, my first game. I played through the whole story. I played it on easy. I was horrible, but just the story was so good and I was so invested, and then I just got sucked into the whole Witcher series, Witcher universe. So I'm reading the books, I watched the series. I haven't played the first game yet. I played the second one. So yeah, that's probably the game which left the biggest impression on me, which I really loved. Everything with story, I love. Yeah, and I'm also like game like hours time. Like what I played the most is probably The Sims 4, or in general all Sims games. I played from the first game on all of them, and I spent way too much money on them. Yeah, I'm into simulation games as well. Like the newest one I played was Planet Zoo or Planet Coaster, but like Planet Zoo is my, I like it better. Because when I was younger, I started with Zoo Tycoon, if, or yeah, Roller Coaster Tycoon. I don't know if you people, I mean, yeah, that's why I like simulations, if, or if you call them simulations as well. Whoa, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. All right, next question. What do I look like? Yeah, what do I look like? I don't really want to tell too much because I think the fun experience with audios, if it's safe for work or not safe for work, is that you can just like you listen to it and your fantasy gives you like the picture of the person who you're talking to. That makes sense. So, and that, at least for me, that's when I listen to audios, it's just a nice voice and I kind of have a picture in my head what those person looks like. So I don't want to, like, I'm not gonna post any pictures of my face. I posted like a little sneak peeks of me on Twitter. Some of you maybe saw it or not. But I'll not do a face reveal or anything, just for privacy reasons and just to keep that mystery and fantasy aspect of my audios intact. Yeah, but what I can share, I'm not big, or not tall, sorry. I'm not tall. I'm 5'3" or 5'4". I have very dark blonde hair, dirty blonde, I wouldn't really call it brown. So let's just say dark blonde. I have green eyes. Well, I'm white. I'm a German potato, so yeah. A pretty average white girl. German white girl. I don't know. That's, yeah, that's me. All right. Next question. Are you into tabletop D&D pen and paper? Wow, we have a lot of nerds here, and I love it. Or maybe geeks, I don't know. There's a difference, apparently. I don't know if I can say I'm into it. I would like to get into it more. I've played like D&D with a friend, like, I don't know, 4 or 6 years ago. But I couldn't play the whole campaign. I was just there once and it was a lot of fun and I was totally confused, but I'd like to try more of those games. I just don't have anyone to play them right now because in my friends group here, there aren't a lot of people into it. And like, I could probably find people, but I was not actively looking. But yeah, I think I could get really into it since I love fantasy and role playing and those games, and I don't know. Yeah, maybe I should probably start or start to do some research and find some people because it sounds like a lot of fun. Okay. What motivates you in life? Dude, this is too deep. What motivates me in life? I don't know. That might sound weird, but I don't think too far ahead. I don't like thinking about the future. Maybe like a few days, maybe a month or something like that, but I don't really want to think about where I am in 10 years. It kind of gives me a little bit of an anxiety to plan my future. I don't know why. I'm weird. But I just kind of live on a day-by-day basis. Not totally naive. Like, I do have some plans, but still. Maybe that's why I'm, like, maybe I'm a little afraid that I'll picture myself doing stuff and then I won't. Or I have, like, a dream and then I'm afraid that this dream won't come true. So I'm a little hesitant about the future. So I don't have that one big motivation that drives me. If I'm thinking it, just what I want to achieve. I want to be a good person. I want to make people have a good time and laugh. So I'm trying to be a nice person, helpful and caring. So this is just like maybe some morals that I try to live by. Be nice and helpful and yeah. I don't know if you could call that a motivation, but that's just me, kind of. Well, I thrive to be that, let's put it that way. Are you or have you ever been an athlete? And what sports do you enjoy, if any? Okay, second question first. Sport, do I enjoy sports? I do. If you ask me if I watch or like watch sports like football or basketball or like follow sports team, no, not at all. I'm not interested in sports as a entertainment. Do I like to do sports or do I? Yeah, I do. I don't know if I can call myself an athlete. When I was younger and like I started, I don't know the English word. Wait, let me look it up real quick. All right, I'm back. So Google tells me I did vaulting. It's like gymnastic on a horse. Like a horse runs on a lead. I don't know. It runs in circles. And you do like gymnastic stuff on top of the horse, either alone or with a partner or a group. Yeah, and I started that when I was 4, and I did it for over 10 years. So yeah, this was my main hobby in sports, and I was not bad. I mean, I was quite okay, I would say. I never, we went on competitions, but not really something serious. Because when I was little, I'm not a competitive person at all. Like, competition usually stresses me more out than makes me enjoy it. So, I always stayed in the groups who didn't go into, like, big competitions. I could have changed and then worked myself up to get better, but I always did it for the fun. And I love horses. I don't do it anymore because of time. Like, I had to quit because of school and stuff like that, and then I didn't go back. And yeah, it's kind of sad, but I did that. And I was in a swim team as well when I was younger. I still like swimming. I still do it from time to time, but not, like I said, not, I'm not in a swim team anymore, or, yeah. What else? I don't know. Yeah, I'm not in any, yeah, right now I do just workouts. I love hiking and going on walks. That's, like, I do that with friends. I'm not in a gym right now. I wanted to, but, Yeah, that's just not working with my plans for the future because I might need to move in a bit. So no gym membership for me because that's I don't know. But yeah, I do, I mean, a casual sport, if you can call it that. And sometimes I'm just a lazy fuck and I don't do anything. But I think we all know that feeling, or at least I hope you do. Yeah. Right now, like, even though I don't watch sport, I'm watching the Olympics right now. Those are always fun. And I'm that lazy person who sits on the couch while those people do their best. And then I feel kind of bad. But yeah, that I watched that for a little bit now. Okay, next one. Can you do more German English bilingual audios? Maybe one where you teach dirty talk in German. And those are like two questions. There's also another one asking for German audio, so I'm just gonna talk about it here. Yeah, apparently you people like my German audio. I didn't expect so many people liking it. I also didn't expect to hear from so many German people who listened to it and commented, and I don't know. Hallo an alle Deutsche. They all crawled out and said hello. I appreciate that. And yeah, I'll definitely do more bilingual audios so everyone can enjoy it. And I also thought about doing audios in only German, but I'm not quite sure about it because then it's only enjoyable for a really small group of people who listen to my content. I thought about doing maybe if I do some original content to do an English version and a German version. That's more work, but I'll probably try that in the future. Yeah, and mixed audios. Yeah, I will do some more mixed audios. Just dirty talk in German is just, I don't know why. It is my native language. It should be natural, but it's for me easier to do everything in English, than in German. Maybe because it's, I can't really explain it why. It's just very different. So yeah, but I'll probably do some more German audios. Yes. What's the one experience you'd like to try? And the person put behind it, can be naughty or not, you pick. Don't let me pick stuff. I'm horrible. Sorry. Yeah, I'm really indecisive. And now I just have to think about an experience I'd like to try. I don't know. I mean, to answer it kind of naughty, some of the audios I create or I choose, like the scripts, I do that because I like it. I don't just record because I think you people would like it. I also do what I do because also involves my fantasies. So some of my scripts or some of the scripts I filled or the stuff I like my original content, I definitely want to try that because yeah. Some of those are big fantasies of mine. So maybe that, and I don't know, I don't really have that one experience, like a not naughty experience. It's like, I don't know, travel? I don't know, that sounds so basic, but I love traveling. And I've traveled a lot already, but I want to see more. And I really enjoy visiting new places, especially with people who live there. I recently went to France, to Paris, and I met my friend there. And we just had a great time, and she showed me all the nice places in Paris, and of course the tourist parts, like the Eiffel Tower and stuff like that. But she also knew like really good restaurants or parks or just staying at her house. It was just great to see or to experience a city and a country with a native. So that's more, I want to do more of that. And I have friends all around the world, so I'll hopefully meet them all one day and they'll show me their home. Okay, oh my god, this is getting so long. I'm sorry. What else? Alright, question from Reddit. What script subjects kings do you like making recordings on? Any specific ones you fall into, or are you looking to delve more in? That's a broad question. I kind of said that in the last question, or answered it. Every audio I do, I like. Like, every script I fill, or if I write a script myself, or improv, that's stuff I like and I'm into, or kinda into. I mean, some stuff is crazy, but I wouldn't record anything that I'm not kinda into. I really enjoyed, like, the fantasy setting, and I love editing and doing sound effects and stuff like that. So everything with a story or like a little fantasy setup, I enjoyed making those, like the spider audio or the medieval audio. I don't know, I could just be really creative with editing and sounds and stuff like that. Even though I'm not, like, Monster Girls is not a huge kink of mine, but I really like doing that audio. Because it was a challenge. So, I do enjoy making FSUB audios. They are a little harder because it's easier if the person recording, or so me, if I'm the driving part in the story, because I'm the one talking, so it's a little harder to do a submissive audio because then the listener is the dominant part who usually does more of the talking. But yeah, I still like those a lot, and I try to do them. I also like gentle FDOM a lot, since I can be quite a switch. It just depends. I do want to try a harder FDOM audio in the future. I just have to find something that I feel comfortable doing with, or comfortable recording, let's say it like that. What else? I did a lot of audio so far. I'm also into the cutesy girlfriend experience, because that's kind of close to how I would probably act in real life. It depends, but that's kind of close to, like, real me, or how I would probably act in real life. That's fun. What am I looking more into? I'm definitely want to do a DDLG audio, like, in the near future. I have to find a nice script or write one myself, I don't know. There's a lot of things I like to try, and maybe if I try them, I'll see, maybe I like them, maybe not. I'll definitely broaden my spectrum since I started doing stuff on Reddit, or since I lurked on Reddit. Alright, next question. How did I start doing audios on Reddit? That's fitting. I was a lurker, and I've listened to audios for a long time now. I started with YouTube, like, safe for work, comforting audios, ASMR stuff. Even though I don't get really the ASMR tingles, I still like listening to some ASMR because it's relaxing, and it can help me fall asleep. So then I started more getting into the roleplay part of it, and then somehow obviously found also the not safe for work side. Not on YouTube though, that's more on Reddit. Yeah, and I enjoyed listening, I was lurking, I liked the community, and then I was just really bored doing lockdown, and I had some time, and I had a microphone, and yeah, I don't know, it's just how I started. And it's been great so far. I met a lot of lovely people and I had a lot of fun. And I'll keep doing it as long as it's still fun. Yeah. So that's how I got into it. And I don't plan on stopping. And yeah, and one thing, I was really hesitant at the beginning because I have a lisp, I have a German accent, and those are things that bother, you see, that's why, those are things that bothered me, since I wanted to sound perfect. That's, I don't know, I can be quite a perfectionist in some ways, but I really learned to appreciate both, because you people are just the kindest and the sweetest. And I get a lot of comments and messages that people like my accent and stuff like that. And that's just so good to hear that. And it's just very nice. And I've gotten way more comfortable using my voice and trying stuff out, like more acting, more getting into it, different kind of characters. And I'm working on also maybe a different voice for the future. So, yeah, you guys are keeping me very motivated. And, okay, then from a food-related question, that's always good. That's from Bored, okay. There are a lot of emojis. If I ask you what strudel you'd be, would it be apple, peach, or potato? Even though potato strudels are probably not a thing, I probably have to say the apple strudel, even though I love peaches. I mean, it is my name, or here on Reddit is if it is my name. I freaking love peaches, eating them and the smell. Like, I have my shampoo is peach scented, and a lot of stuff is peach is just great. I don't know, peaches are awesome. But if I think about a strudel, it probably has to be an apple strudel. Because that's the original strudel, at least here in Germany or Austria. That I don't know where the strudel comes from, one of those countries. And yeah, my grandma makes a really good apple strudel. Quite original. And it's so good. It's awesome. Alright, also, P.S. Do you like Thuringer sausage? It's my favorite. Any other foods you recommend, enjoy. It doesn't have to be European. I do like Thuringer sausage. Or Thuringer Rostbratwurst. the long German word would be. I do like those. I don't eat a lot of sausage. But if we have like a barbecue, or if we grill, because I know American barbecue is quite different than European barbecue. Yeah, I sometimes eat sausages or Thuringer sausages, or when I go to Thuringen, I definitely eat one. Those are just great sausages. Any other food recommendations? Dude, food is great. I love food, but I don't have a favorite food. And I love also cooking. I cook everything, like no specific kind of food. I don't really cook a lot of German food because I have a grandma that cooks amazing German food. So if I want something traditionally German, I'll just ask her and she cooks it for me. Yeah, so I love Italian food. It's probably what I eat the most, or what I cook the most. I love pasta. I love pizza, but I don't, like, I do make pizza sometimes, but, like, pasta is just great. Every kind of pasta with every kind of sauce. I recently did a lasagna that was amazing. I do love salads and vegetables and fruits, all of that, so, I do like peaches, I already said that. What would I recommend? I don't know. I can't recommend anything. Just good food. As long as someone cooks it and puts some love into it, it's probably good food. So I love home-cooked meals. if you cook for me, or if you let me cook for you, then yes, you're perfect. Alright, let me see. I think we're almost done. Let me see. How old am I? Yes, I'm not going to answer that. I'm in my 20s. People can just, I don't know. Some people say my voice sounds young. Some people say my voice sounds older. I don't know. I'm in my 20s. So definitely younger than quite a lot of other people on Reddit, from my experience. But yeah, that's how far I'll tell you about my age. Last question, or one last question. What's your favorite sexual encounter? Well, I already said I don't do favorites. I don't know if it's asking about something specific or just broad what I like. I don't know, for me, something good would be if you have a partner that you trust. So, yeah, because everything kind of depends on trust, in my opinion. It's just, if you trust someone, or not even, maybe have an emotional connection, but one-night stands are fine too, but if you know someone and trust someone, you can be open and try new things you never tried. Or, yeah, just be open and talk to your partner about your kinks and all that. And then the consent question is also easier if you have someone you trust, then you know they know your heart limits and stuff like that. So to have a good sexual encounter, I would have to have a partner that I trust, that knows what I need, what I want, and I know what they need and want. So then it's just the perfect match, I would say. And then everything can kind of be a perfect encounter. I don't know. I don't want to get too specific, but I hope that's kind of a good answer. Let me see if I did all questions. Yeah, I left a few out because they were a little weird or too personal. I hope you people don't mind. I appreciate all your questions and your lovely comments and all that. Alright, and before I stop this recording and cringe while I listen to it again, I just want to say a big thank you for all the support and nice comments I've got during the last month, where I was busy, not online a lot because of the floods in Germany. I was kind of affected. It's nothing bad. I'm totally fine. My family's fine and stuff like that. But it just, it was a lot to do. And that break was kind of nice. And now I'm happy to be back and I'm motivated to record. Yeah. So I hope you guys will continue listening to my stuff. If you made it this far to this AMA, I'm like, you can get a cookie. Just ask for one. I'll give you a cookie if you want, or anything. Glad that people like my stuff. And oh my god, I'm so awkward. Yeah. I don't know, I'm sorry. I don't know how to end this. I'll just say a thank you and a goodbye, and hope to see you in my comments or whatever, and that you have a lovely morning, evening, afternoon, whatever time it is. I don't know when I will upload this. Yeah. Talk to you later. See you in my comments or wherever, and hope you have a nice day. Bye-bye.